We're up to the next pasuk. Once again, in the morning, when we're saying this psukim, it's a nice idea to close one's eyes and imagine, and we're standing by the Yam Suf, and we see this whole slave nation now free, all the oppressors dead on the seashore. And then, and Vayar Yisrael said, Yod HaGdolah Asher Osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Now all of Klal Yisrael saw the powerful, great hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gedolah very often is referred to also the Midas HaChesed, which they were able to focus on the Chasadim they received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the miraculous Nisim, not only their own Kriyas Yam Suf, but Hashem had the Mitzrayim blindly go into the waters, risking their lives without thinking twice, that this is a miracle, and definitely was not made for them. Al Pisechem, they should have never gotten into it. But that was part of the Yad HaGdol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom is Hashem. That brought them to the second level. When a person appreciates the tremendous goodness and koyach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he does for himself, that brings Yira. Over here, the Yira is Yira's Haroimimis. Or, there's such a great Kodesh Baruch Hu in charge of things. How much I have to open my eyes up to the bigger picture. Hashem is the one in charge. And that Yira HaRoimimus, which is Yira, is a basic level of Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize it's a great Hashem. One level of Yira is he's great and I'm afraid of him. Now this is a higher level. He's great and I appreciate his greatness. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdo. That's the third level they reached. Before they went to the Mitzrayim, there were stronger Maminim and weaker Maminim. Now they saw with their eyes, Hashem runs the world. Hashem takes care of those who go with him. Hashem destroys the evil. They went through many years before that of confusion, lack of clarity. But now everything became clear. That was the Emuna. And they also saw Moshe Rabbeinu was a true leader. He was the one who really cared about them also. We found also, not everybody was sure. Does Moshe Rabbeinu know what he's doing? He's doing the right thing. Is he in danger of us? Is he saving us? Now it became clear. And like we said, this is so important for us to strengthen this on a daily basis. There's so many of us that are suffering. And the main suffering they're having is not from this situation. The suffering is because they're not approaching the situation in the proper fashion. When we start off our day and remind ourselves, the Yod HaGdolah, Hashem, took a superpower, invincible nation of Egypt that was ruling the world for hundreds of years, and in 1 second threw them into the Yam and destroyed them. He took the slave nation for over 200 years, and 1 second redeemed them without any bondage. That brought us to recognize, and that's what we have to think to ourselves. Yes, we are not in Geula yet. We're still in the last Geulus. We're getting closer to the Geula, but not there yet. And we have an Nisyonis. We have the Nisyonis that Klal Yisrael went through when they were going out of Mitzrayim. But the end will be the same if we stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We appreciate him. And appreciating him is not only appreciating what he did 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Appreciate what he gives us today. This is our secret to success in life. This is a secret to happy life. Every Jew can be happy. And this is what Hashem wants us to be. Happy. Feel how fortunate we are. Don't focus on what we don't have, but what we do have. I don't know if I mentioned before, but it's good to mention this every day also. The great tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael shortly before he was Nifter, was interviewed. And he said, I'm the happiest person in the world and the richest person in the world. Even though he was living in a one-room apartment. One room. No bedroom, no living room, no dining room. It was all one room. It was all three of them in one. I'm the happiest and I'm the wealthiest. He was extremely wealthy earlier in his life. And he remained with very little of it because he did not value that as the thing that bring him his happiness or success in life. Use it for good things, Kamuvan. How am I the richest person alive in the world? Because there's nothing in this planet that I am lacking. I have everything I need. He was basically saying something we all know, but very few live by it. The more we appreciate what we have, the wealthier we are. You could increase your wealth a millionfold in 1 second just by changing your mind frame and saying, 1 second. I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need that. Baruch Hashem. I have so much good. I have my challenges, but I can manage with what I have. Hashem gives me more. I'll be happy. I'll use it properly. But I'm not living in the feeling of, oh, if only I have this and only have that. I can make do with what I have. And like I said, if Hashem decides I should have more, we'll use it properly also. So this is the thing we're saying every morning. It's so important. Chazal put this as part of our introduction to Shmoneh Esrei. We have to have a real picture of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. If it's just something that we believe in, we don't feel it. Something you have to feel with your fingers. I feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. I feel the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel the chasodim he did to my nation from the Kriyat Yamsuf, destroying the midstream and saving me. I feel the chasodim of the fact that I'm alive to this very day. I feel the chasodim with the nation that received the Torah and nobody else. We have the ability to have eternal lives. And I see the chasodim in my own lives and my family lives. I'm able to focus on that. Then life becomes pleasant and the pressure eases and I can manage and I can deal. Yes, we do have challenges, but I can deal with them. I can be in a pleasant matzav ruach, frame of mind. That makes things better for me and all those around me. Yeah, I should be zeicha.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon. 03-617-1111